يا حياتي يا فؤادي، يا عشيقي يا ودادي، يا قصيدي. Previously on Heartbreak.
أمي أمي نانا نانا، somebody come, there's something wrong with Huda.
Baby baby please don't leave us, baby please.
Come Romesa, let them work.
Nana, why won't Huda wake up? What's wrong with her? She's the best big sister ever. She used to help us everything. I don't want her to die.
Rumesa, now what did I do wrong today?
Yeah, sir. Yeah, sir.
What's wrong, Rumesa? Is everything okay?
It's Huda. Huda.
What's wrong with Huda?
My beloved father. Your intentions were noble as you planned to find a wife who would complete half of your iman and fill the shoes of a mother to me and Abdullah. May Allah grant you a wife who would be a garment unto you and ease the pain which my actions have caused. Ummi, it is with great love from my heart that I write this letter. Just as the world keeps turning, so do are the thoughts which go on in my mind.
And now, on Heartbreak.
تصغي إلى القلب في شوق له أن نكون مشاعر الحب في
حياتي يا فؤادي، يا عشيقي يا ودادي، يا قصيدي يا مرادي.
Huda's letters to her parents were a rude awakening. It proved just how oblivious they had been to the anguish the young girl was in. Having to watch their daughter fight for her life warranted both parents to do some serious introspection. As with the law, a suicide attempt compels psychological help. Though reluctant, Huda eventually opened up to the psychologist and spoke her heart out. Professional help was also provided for Abdullah, who was severely traumatized by the entire incident. Upon her discharge from the hospital, the parents deemed it necessary to have a candid talk with both Huda and Abdullah.
Huda, you made me very scared. I never want to live without you. I would never want to live without you either, Abdullah.
I think this conversation is long overdue.
I couldn't agree more. We have definitely neglected our duties as parents to make sure that each of you know that we are here if you ever need to talk.
Rumaisa, you know, we are but humans, riddled with flaws. It almost cost us dearly.
I'm so, so sorry, Ummi and Abba. We were so happy together as a family. I still wish we can go back to that time when we loved all together.
We must accept that this is our life now, my baby Abdullah.
I know that you both have been through a lot this year. It has not been easy. It's been one hell of a ride. And chances are that it won't get easier for a while still. But we are strong and we have the ability to adapt to our situation and circumstances.
Huda, your letter... It made me realize just how selfish I was. I put my needs and wants above that of yours and Abdullah's. It was so unfair of me to put you in the middle. It was my duty to protect you from harm, but all my actions did was push you closer in that direction.
It's okay, Ummi. It's over now.
But the lesson remains. Sometimes we are blinded by our emotions and our behavior can be to the detriment of those we love. It was almost too late for us. But alhamdulillah, we have a second chance, and I promise that I will never ever put either of you in the middle of any issues between your Abba and I.
Earlier this year, we lived a picture-perfect life. We may not have had the best of everything, but we were a family, and it was difficult to accept the changes you people had decided upon. The transition was not made any easier, because it always felt as though we had to pick one parent over the other, and that muddled our thoughts and feelings. Yeah, I agree. What Huda is saying is true. We didn't get divorced. We still have a mother and a father, even though they don't live together. It was not easy to understand that initially, and we need you both to understand that also. We love both of you and don't want to ever choose. Please don't put us in the middle.
I also don't like the fighting, and I don't want anyone to be sad. I don't want to be sad.
Oh, my princess, you have blossomed into a fine young girl who is as wise as a sage. I can't overemphasize how sorry I am for all that us selfish adults tossed upon you young ones.
Neither can I. I too, I'm so sorry, my darling. If only...
We can't live looking back. We must heed the lessons learned from the experiences. But we must continue our journey forward. Huda, remember this. I don't blame you for the ruling the judge had made to change the custody arrangement. We plan, but Allah the Almighty, He plans the best, and I have made peace with that. If you are still harboring any feelings of guilt associated to that incident, then Huda, please cast it aside and allow yourself peace of mind and freedom from the shackles of the past.
The conversation between the family had gone without any incidents, and it appeared as though an amicable relationship between the parents would be possible for the sake of the children. The links in the family chain were strengthened, and things were looking brighter for all involved. As news of Yasser's innocence spread through the community, he was finally able to find a wife, and without any delay, the nikah was performed.
The kids will be here any minute now. It's going to be a different experience for them and you, but I'm sure that you are all going to love each other.
We've only been married for 1 month. Couldn't you wait till you brought them over for the weekend?
No. 2 weeks ago, I accommodated you and just had an outing with them. They are my children, and this is my home. They are welcome here anytime.
Yasser had not expected his wife to have any issues with having the children over, as he had made himself clear about their place in his life before the nikah was performed. She, on the other hand, had other ideas.
But it's so boring.
Come, Abdullah, let's play hide and seek instead.
I'm hiding.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm coming.
As Huda and Abdullah waited for their father to return from a delivery, they occupied themselves playing a variety of games. This irked Yasser's new wife, and she made it known to the children.
Why do you two have to be so loud?
We're just playing. My mother raised us well.
Shh, Abdullah, don't be rude. Where is your father anyways? He insisted that you kids come here, and now he isn't even here to look after you.
We don't need you to look after us. We are growing children,
and can do things for ourselves.
The Maghrib sunsets were upon the horizon as Yasir pulled into the driveway, clearly exhausted but excited to finally be home with his wife and kids.
Sure, what a day.
Yeah, you could say that again.
Abba, you work so hard.
What's for supper? I'm famished.
So, what was for lunch?
We didn't have lunch.
Abdullah, you can't go skipping meals just to be able to play. Honey, what are you making for supper?
What do I look like? I'm not preparing anything.
Did you even offer to make lunch for the children?
They are not my kids. I don't have to see to them. Huda, you said that you are getting big now and don't need anyone to look after you, right?
Yes, that's because you said that my mother didn't raise us well.
Yasir was clearly unimpressed by the manner in which his wife had handled the day, but instead of creating a scene in front of the children, he opted to ignore her childish behavior and treat the kids to a night out of the house. He was somewhat relieved and saw the excitement on the children's faces when his wife indicated that she would not be joining them on their outing. Yasir found himself distracted, only briefly though.
Now what have I gotten myself into here? Of all the women in the world, I had to find one who has no mothering instinct, one who cannot love another woman's children. Oh, don't I know how to choose them? How bad will it get this time? I wonder.
Alhamdulillah, you've been listening to Heartbreak Break, our Radio Islam International drama series. We now cross over to our ulama to discuss the various lessons we've learned from this episode.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, dear listeners, another nail-biting episode of the drama series Heartbreak. And in today's episode, we find the family sitting together and, you know, in simple words, opening up their hearts and pouring it out there on the table. So this is what my heart is saying, this is what my heart is saying, this is what my heart is saying. And we've seen it was very difficult, but what a beautiful and a wonderful conclusion. And Maulana Habib, you just ask yourself, you know, if they had to do this, let's leave Huda out for a bit now. Let's speak about the husband and wife. They really opened up and to a certain extent, they brought in a lot of humility to saying, you're saying that this is my faults and this is my weaknesses. If they had to do this a few weeks back or a few months back before all this commotion happened, it would have saved so much problems.
Yes, this is what you've been emphasizing on all along. That put your egos aside. Find closure. And if you remember, Mala Yusuf, we spoke about this in several episodes that find closure, make peace with your past, don't hold it against each other, don't buy each other from each other's life in terms of the children. And we said, if you had to do that time, you would not have been in today's situation. There would be no story of the hospital, of the overdose of the pills. The children would have accepted the reality of life and they would have moved on nicely, alhamdulillah. But because of so much of tension between the two sides, the children in the middle were taking responsibility of all that was going on. And in the end, we saw what had happened. Huda took the overdosage of the pills. Alhamdulillah, she managed to survive and Allah gave her another life. But this is what we're saying to people, that why must we push so far? Why must we go so far to realize the consequences, when we can be matured enough to make these decisions in the initial stages.
Yes, I think, you know, for this is actually a great lesson. This episode is a great lesson that we listen to what they said, specifically the parents, Yasser and Rumaysa, and from there we learn of what attitude to adopt when we find ourselves in such a situation. Rumaysa coming forward, and, you know, one thing is to tell her daughter Huda that I was being selfish. Mm-hmm. That is there, and that is not easy, but it's not a huge problem. Where the ego comes in is to say this in front of your ex.
Yeah.
You know, to say this in front of Yasser that, listen, I was selfish and I brought you, Huda, in the way for my own wants or my own fancies. That is very difficult to say that in front of Yasser. But we find that she actually said that. Same thing with Yasser. Whatever faults he acknowledged, whatever he said it in front of Rumaysa. And once again, that was very big of him. So, like, once again, if both of them could do this a few months ago or a few weeks back, many difficult, unnecessary problems and situations could have been avoided.
Now, I want you to just focus on Huda's situation at this moment.
Yeah.
How happy she's feeling. She's finally seeing that the two families are starting to get along. Mm. She's now seeing hope. Now, that's bringing a smile to her face. That finally, I can see mom and dad at least putting their differences aside. Nana and Dada are able to talk.
But in this case here, she had to attempt to take her life, you know?
No, she could have lost her life if nobody attended to her at the right time. She could have been marhum already by now. So here we learn also, see how much of joy this is bringing. Look at Abdullah, look at Huda, how happy they are. How happy they are because of the families getting along.
See, that is very interesting. Then another point also, Malana, towards the end, we find there a twist in the story. Yasser getting married again to another wife. The wife obviously not in agreement with the children. Then also moving on, Malana, towards the end of the episode, we see there's a twist in the story. Yasser getting married again and to obviously a different wife. And now this wife not getting along with the children. Once again, you know, and like his thoughts right at the end, you need to find, especially in a situation like his, you need to find that wife with a type of motherly instinct. There's so many challenges when you go through such a situation that even when looking for a wife, it's not just looking for a good girl that everybody else would look for, but she has to have certain extra qualities. And in the same thing with a wife that's looking for a husband.
Yes, in a situation like this, in order for the relationship to thrive, the wife needs to see Yasser's children as her own children. And likewise, if she comes into the marriage with her children, Yasser needs to look at her children as his own children. In most cases, what happens is that both parties, the husband and the wife, they both see to their own children, and then whatever energy is left, they will then utilize it for the other children of theirs. So it's like eating time, first my children and then her children. Sleeping time, getting them dressed, eat, shopping, whatever it may be, first my children must be looked after, and then, okay, yeah, let's see what we can do for the others. So that's the dynamics of a marriage like this, where the parties are not looking at each other's children as their own children, but more like his children or her children. And so here we learn that it's not easy remarrying. It's not easy bringing another person into your home, especially if they look at your children differently. And that is why they say, Ma Yusuf, you can never replace your blood relation. You can never replace your mother in life, because that's your blood after all. No one will see you the way your mother sees you or the way your father sees you. Everybody else will either be just good, but nowhere close to your mother.
Gee, Marana, that is so true. And now we wait to see what happens next.
You've been listening to Heartbreak, a Radio Islam International production and Ramadan special.
All rights reserved. Unauthorized broadcast prohibited.